Savages, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First off, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple, Google, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Trust me, people, you're going to love it. Thank you. Welcome to the Savage Empire. I'm your host, Mike Trainer, and this is the first day officially of the offseason. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers of Anaheim. No, that ain't right. That doesn't matter. Who cares? Dodgers won, Tampa lost. As far as that goes, well, it's good that Tampa lost. Other than that, I can really give two shits. That's just the way it is. I'm a Yankees fan. And after that, if the Yankees aren't in the series, I only want our enemies to lose. I can care who wins otherwise. Doesn't matter. So on to business. Looking at the payroll here. Currently at what it looks like $180 million. With DJ off the books, Tanaka, Paxton, Happ, and most of Ellsbury, because this seems to be going around that everybody thinks that Ellsbury's contract is totally off the books, even though I had said that it's not. So maybe people should start giving me a little bit of credit for this, because I'm the only one who's telling the truth here. All but $5 million of his contract is off the book, which is really shit. But it's $5 million more dollars that the Yankees don't have to spend on anybody else. So that's $5 million, okay, added to the payroll. There's a $13 million option for Britain that needs to be picked up. I just don't see any way around it. I think it's a club option. The thing I'm looking at here says it's a player option, but I don't think so. I think it's a club option from what I had heard. If not, the Yankees have to. Oh, it's a mutual option, maybe. I don't know how that works out, but the way I heard it was the Yankees have to a certain date to tell them, I think, a week after the World Series, so basically the clock is ticking now, to let him know that they're picking up the option or not. And if they don't, he has the option to either make the Yankees pick it up for the $13 million or become a free agent. Now, I don't know what the current free agent market's going to bear for anybody out there, because everybody's crying poverty, including the Yankees, because of COVID, and rightfully so, let's be fair. Steinbrenner was on the K show a week or so ago, and he was bitching about how they lost more money than anybody. Okay, granted, but you got a lot of money that came off the books. Now, if you want to be an asshole, you can take the money being saved and keep it, like a lot of rich people would do. Screwing over your fan base and screwing over your team. Because you got to remember this. The window is not opening. It seems to be closing. Okay? Because you got to start paying people and you got to start making decisions basically starting now. So, obviously, first and foremost is DJ LeMahieu. Okay? He's 32 years old. He's basically a goddamn beast all year. All 2 years that he's been here. An animal. The MVP, for sure. Clutch. Plays great defense, basically wherever you put him. The man has to get paid. But what kind of deal and what numbers are we looking here? Personally, me, he gets no more than 4 years. You got to be realistic. Do you want to pay him high money, especially with other guys coming up in their deals, to his 37, 38th year? I wouldn't. I would almost overpay now for 4 years. $80 million deal, $20 million a year. I think that's fair. I think that's market value. I would not go higher than that. And if he wants more than that, good luck to you. We'll move fucking Glaber back to second, and we'll go get a shortstop. Maybe we'll bring Didi back, as everybody is hoping anyway, even though it doesn't make sense right now. But that's the only situation. I love DJ. You all love DJ. We're all emotional about it, but you know what? You can't be a blank check, a blank year situation. Here's a 10-year deal. Stay with us. At some point, you got to say, you know what? 4 years, I still think we'll get probably the rest of his best years left. $20 million a year is reasonable for him. Anything more than that, or any more years of that, then good luck to you. I'm sorry, but I don't think I'm being crazy here saying that. I think people need to be realistic about it. The Yankees aren't going to overpay, and they're certainly, I don't think, going to outbid themselves like they did for Cole. Now, Britton, I would pick up his $13 million and extend him another 2 years. I would extend him another 2 years, give him a raise, because in high leverage situations, I almost rather him be out there than Chapman at this point. At least you know that with Britton, if he can induce the ground ball, great. I mean, he can get a little wild, but he's rarely ever going to give up the home run. So Chapman just seems to be the walk-off king of the last few years. It's frustrating as fuck, and we pay him a lot of money, but whatever. It's not your money. It's not my money. After that, we got to free up some money. It's time to pull the Band-Aid off the wound here and say goodbye to Gardner. $2 million buyout. I'm not picking up his contract for $10 million or $12 million, whatever the hell it is. $2 million buyout. And it's time. As sad as it is, a lot of us want him gone. I don't, personally. I would love to keep him here. He's great for what I think he could be as a fourth outfield. Now, if they can bring him back at a hell of a lot cheaper, like a $2-3 million deal, which he most likely would not take, but you never know. He doesn't want to go anywhere. With the understanding that he now becomes the fourth outfielder, with Clint Frazier being the starting left fielder. Forget about Michael Brantley. That's not going to happen. They don't have a need for him. And I know you're thinking it's crazy. The guy's a pure hitter and a pretty good outfielder. And I understand that. But there's money that needs to be spent elsewhere. And if you're just bringing in Brantley to bring in Brantley, you're going to pay him a lot of money. You're going to have to give him a decent year contract. And there's no need for it. It's time to let the kid shine. Talkman, I don't know what the hell they're going to do with. But you still need an outfielder. Maybe Florial at this point takes a huge step. But with no minor league season this year, we don't know what the hell we got out of these kids right now. Until they start playing real games. We're not going to see these kids until spring training. And who knows what kind of spring training that's going to be. So, forget about Brantley. It's time to give Clint the starting job. It's time to say goodbye to Brett or bring him back at a hell of a lot. I mean, $2 million buyout basically means they're not going to bring him back because then you just got to add money on top of that. So, you know, it ends up being $2 million to say goodbye and then what, $2, $3 million to bring him back? That's a $5 million deal. That's half of what they paid him this year. If they're buying him out, he's gone. I just can't see it unless he takes a really low ball offer. And I'd be surprised. After that, it's time to possibly try to move out of Vino. I just don't think that he can cut it here. And if you got to eat part of his salary, you know, eat half of his salary, I think he only has, I believe he has 1 year left. This will be his last year. So if you can move him, eat half of his salary, that's $4 million or $4.5 million, and move him and get whatever you can get. Cashman can try to rip off some other team from some fucking needle in the haystack type player like a Voit or whoever, or another Geo, whatever, or maybe, you know, a pitcher version of that. Because he just can't cut it in New York. I don't know if it's just the pressure. I don't know if he's lost a step. Either way, he's not trusted anymore, and they're paying him way too much money to just sit around and not be used in high-leverage situations. That's a lot of money going to him for nothing. Gary Sanchez is not going anywhere. I know. No. Bear with me. Just let me talk. Thank you. I know. Okay. All right, I hear you. He's not going anywhere right now. Okay? They're still pretty much paying him nothing. He's going to get a slight raise, maybe, in arbitration. It'd be funny as shit if he loses his arbitration case and gets basically nothing in terms of what the Yankees want to pay him. Which could be possible. He was absolutely terrible this year. And this one knee bullshit needs to stop. But whatever, we'll get into that later on again. It's time for him to realize that he needs to turn into the Gary Sanchez they think he can be. So, this is it. This is his last chance. Because after that, It's going to be time to pay him soon. Like big catcher money. Like Real Muto money that he's going to get this year. And forget about him. There's no way in hell the Yankees are bringing him in. But then again, I could be wrong. But I don't see it happening because they got Gary. They like Gary. They've made no secret about it. It'll be him and Higgy again. And maybe they start talking Higgy to be the starter just to push him, which is great. That's what it should be. And if Higgy outplays him, he outplays him. And that's the way it goes. And then you got to get rid of him because by then he'll be shot. And they won't get shit for him. But at some point, it's, you know, the money is going to Judge and Glaber. And it's supposed to be going to Gary too, but at some point, if Gary doesn't pull his own weight, they're not paying him. And then he can leave. And they'll find another catcher to fucking hold the spot. And maybe that kid they drafted will end up being something in a couple years or whatever. But that's down the road. But Gary is out of chances. He is out of chances. He needs to know this. Somebody needs to tell him that. If Cashman or Boone hasn't talked to him already, stop coddling him. You know, he didn't get along with Girardi, but he played his best baseball for Girardi because Girardi was on his ass. Maybe he needs that. He needs a fucking push. These fucking spoiled brats need to get their shit together. Enough. I don't want my manager to be a fucking babysitter. I want him to be a manager. You want to be their friend? Great. You want to talk about the family and kids and shit? Great. But none of that shit matters when the kid has to do his fucking job. I could be best friends with my boss, but if I don't do my job, I'm going to get fired. So it doesn't fucking matter anyway. And I know, you know, sports and real life, it's not compatible, but I get, you know what I mean. And there's rumors people are trying to start to trade Voit or Gio Urshela, and I don't see it. Although I wouldn't be opposed to maybe moving Voit because he's at the highest value he's ever going to get. But he makes like $6 million almost, so $5.8 million. I think he's arbitration eligible this year too. So let's see. Do I have it here? Bear with me. I don't see it, but I think he is. So he's going to get a big raise. Judge will get a decent raise, and he's arbitration eligible too. But they're going to have to pay some of their own guys first. But here's the thing. And this is the biggest hole. And this is where Cashman and Hal are, you know, talking about, oh, we lost the most money. Because I get it. The Yankees are their only business. The Steinbrenners, I guess, true business is just the Yankees. I don't know if they have side businesses. I would think they do. Being that, you know, they're rich people and rich people diversify money. So I don't get it, but whatever. That doesn't matter. They said they lost more money than anybody. But, you know, at the same time here, what's the old saying is? Got to spend money to make money. Their bitching is they don't want to get hit with the fucking tax. To see their money get spread out through Major League for all the poverty teams out there to fucking basically build their teams off of the Yankees' money. But you know what? That shit doesn't matter. And you can smile and laugh at them all the way to a World Series title if you get the guys you need. It doesn't matter. And then you make the hard decisions later. But at some point, this window is closing. It's not open forever. And each offseason, it closes a little bit more. We were talking about not one championship, but multiple championships. We haven't even got the one yet. And I know we started this early. 2017 was earlier than expected. 2019 was supposed to be the year. That didn't happen. COVID hit this year, and it fucked everything up. But that's no excuse because every other team had to go through it. So, at some point, it can't be any more excuses. You gotta fucking stand up. And do what you're supposed to do. You're the goddamn Yankees. Let's go already. And I know, you know, it's not the George Steinbrenner Yankees. It's the Hal fucking let's be sensible, spend money the right way Yankees. And that's fine. That's great, as long as you get better production for the pay. And I understand that, and even the old man would have been on board with that, believe me. But the old man knew that you had to spend money to make money. You know why the Yankees are the most profitable franchise in all sports? Because the old man knew that when you made the money, you invested it back in the team. And it paid off. Now, they lost money this year, but you have to dip into your own pockets here and spend the money. There's just no way around it. You have three starters you have to replace. And you can't go in-house. Because Severino will not be ready by April. There's just no way. He'll be ready by June. And I said this in my last episode, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. He will not pitch like Severino, possibly until the playoffs when they unleash him. He's going to be on an innings count or pitch count, innings limit. He may even get start skipped because they're going to bring him along slowly because he won't be 100%. Okay? Tanaka's gone. Are you bringing him back? I think they'll give him a qualifying offer just to get a draft pick. I think they'll give him a fair, whatever the market value is for 1 year. And if he takes it, is that what they wanted? Is that in the plans? I mean, I wouldn't mind having him back. It depends how much the qualifying offer is going to be. Paxton, same thing. Do you want to lose him for nothing? My guess is that you can extend him a qualifying offer. He's not going to take it because he's going to want more money and in more years for sure. This isn't going to be a prove-it year for him. And definitely wouldn't want to do it in the Bronx because he really didn't have a good couple years here other than a couple good starts. But that was it. Him, I'm not so worried about. Hap, you let Hap walk. Don't even bother with that bullshit. Let him go. So that's three. Three starters. Are you going with Devi? I wouldn't. Not right away. Unless they're in the same situation as they were last year. And then you know what? Now you don't have a choice to pitch them with, you know, no spring training and, well, not spring training, but no fucking minor leagues. If they're, you know, the COVID and everything's going to last in the next season, which very well may. So things rely around that. But you know what? You can't plan for that. And they shouldn't plan for that. And they shouldn't be hoping, well, not hoping, but shouldn't be worried about it. Everything will be prorated anyway. So you'll save money. But they don't look at it. They look at it as a loss. They have to spend the money smart, but they have to spend the money. Now, you all know who I want, who everybody want, who number one on everybody's free agent list is Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer, to me, is worth all three of those starters. And that's crazy, right? Well, he's just one guy. Well, he's going to win the Cy Young Award in the National League this year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He's a big analytics guy, too. And I know there was rumors and beef about him and Cole and shit from years past. But I think that was more of just the way Cole was or used to be before he got into the analytics. So I think they would get along great. And it doesn't sound like Trevor is shy about coming here. He said it. He tweeted it. All of us on Twitter are appealing to him and his girlfriend slash agent, allegedly girlfriend. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, but that's neither here nor there. Trying to appeal to her and appeal to him to come to the Bronx, as well as everybody else out there for their teams. You don't give him Garrett Cole money. I don't know if he, you know, that whole rumors of him only accepting one-year deals, but you know what? Get him for a year. This might be the year we win. And then you worry about next year. If it costs you $30 million to sign him for just 1 year, do it. Fuck it. If he can help us get a ring, worth it. Isn't it worth the chance? It's only 1 year. And if it doesn't pan out, well, then he's gone and it's, you know, $30 million you can use to other people. You got to revamp the bullpen, too. There's just too many kids, and I don't know. I mean, they need to figure something out in terms of that. They need to figure out if Loaisa is going to be a late-inning guy, and if he is, then he needs to pitch those innings. He needs to be a sixth, seventh-inning guy, and consistently come out for those innings. I don't want to see him starting games anymore. He's either a starter or a late inning guy with his stuff. I still think he can be a late inning starter or reliever. I still think he could be like what Phil Hughes was in 09. An average starter at best, a dominant reliever. Here, kid, you got 94 to 97, 99 mile an hour fastball. Empty the tank for one inning. I think he'd be great. Chad Green will be Chad Green. Ottavino, I think they need to move at all costs. Check the free agent market out there and see who you can get. There's guys out there you can get. The Ben Hellers of the world on this team. Inconsistent. You can still bring up a couple of the other kids that have electric stuff, but they need more seasoning too. And this whole, you know, this whole year of bringing everybody up and optioning them down and all that, just to keep a bullpen fresh. And I get it. It was great experience for these kids, but at the same time, they're not there yet. They need a minor league season or two to fucking really get them going. But we can't wait on that. This window is closing, so I need some veterans out there. Maybe some cheap, inexpensive veterans. Guys who can get outs. I don't care how those outs come, get outs. Alright? So we get Trevor Bauer. Hopefully. I know most likely it's not going to happen, but you never know. That's my wish list guy. Almost as much as I want DJ coming back. I really want Trevor Bauer. So get Bauer, and then you can fill in the rest of the spots with the kids. And just think how better your fucking staff is already. Gerrit Cole, Trevor Bauer, Severino, even at 90% is still better than most starters in the league. Domingo Germán is kind of a secret weapon that we're getting back. Everybody forgets about him. And I keep saying, domestic assault aside, and I don't condone it. I always have to say that because I feel like if I don't, people will say, oh, I'm just sweeping it under the rug. Listen, if they can move him and get something for him, valuable, great. He doesn't make shit. He makes less than $1 million. And he won 18 games a couple years ago. Or last year, rather. Those are things that the Yankees are just not really going to let go. And as sad as it is, it's just a way of life. All leagues do it. All teams do it. When the athlete still has value, the teams will get the value. And they will turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to the public bullshit until it really lands on them and it isn't worth the value anymore. That's just the way of the world. Not right, not wrong. It's just the way it is. As my old boss used to say, it is what it is because it is. So you get Germán back. Hopefully his head is straight and he's a fucking a better man. And he pitches great. And then you can mix in Montgomery, Garcia. I don't think there's really any chance of Schmidt coming up this year, I think, unless they have to with COVID again. But he really needs to pitch a full season in the minors too. King is kind of a swing man at this point. I guess they can keep him up. I think they really like his stuff. He presents more to me as a number three or a four. Possibly three is his ceiling, but more of a four or a five at this point. And then maybe you go out there and you find a cheap starter out there, a cheap veteran starter. And as I like to say, as I said last time, there's a few names out there. Now, I won't talk about Marcus Stroman, although I like Stroman, and what he did for Team USA a couple years ago in the baseball classic, he has my respect. So I will never really talk shit on him. But he makes it so goddamn hard because he's got the Yankees dick in his mouth and he can't fucking stop. He was just talking shit and it's just unbelievable. And blocking Yankee, blocking a lot of you guys, people who are listening to the show right now. Blocking you guys and blocking so many people just for calling him out on this bullshit is soft. For a man that just, you can't talk that kind of shit and then not expect a clapback from a fan base as passionate as we are. Now, I didn't say anything because I didn't want him to block me in case he ever did become a Yankee, then I want to be able to follow him. So, that's just as George W. Bush used to say, strategery. But, you know, if he ends up on some other team, fuck him. Who cares? I don't think he's coming here anyway. I mean, the money he's going to want, I'd rather, is he better than Tanaka? I'd rather have Tanaka back if it came down to that. I mean, he's basically a Tanaka-type player. He'll give you innings. He's a good pitcher. He's not anywhere in his head that he thinks he is. So, the guy I want, if healthy, and he wasn't healthy this year, but the guy I think the Yankees can probably take a flyer on, I said this on my last episode, but Corey Kluber is a guy that I would love to have on this team. If healthy, all right? I know he had a little bit of a problem in Texas, but he has a 17.5 club option this year with $1 million buyout. He's getting that $1 million. There's no way in shit Texas is picking that up when they're looking to ship everybody out. Lance Lynn is going to be gone. Joey Gallo might be gone. And those were rumored to the Yankees too. Now, I'm not talking about trades this year because I don't like to talk about potential trades until it happens. I don't want to be one of those people who are like, yeah, let's go get this guy and then try to figure out who we're going to give. And it's always somehow one-sided. I hate that. And to me, that's the laziness of a fan is like, yeah, let's get the best player. Let's get Mike Trout and we'll give up Tyler Wade. Sorry, Mrs. Tyler Wade. I'm just using an example so you know what I'm talking about. And they're like, yeah, that's fair. We'll take all of Trout's money and then, you know, they'll take Tyler Wade for nothing. And that'll be a good deal for us. Shit along that lines. So people are like, yeah, Lance Lynn and Joey Gallo will give up Clint and we'll give up Devi and Clark Schmidt and all this other shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Cashman wouldn't do that. We had fucking Lance Lynn. We had him and we let him go. We didn't offer him a contract. Why would you trade the farm to get him back? He's good, but he's not great. He's not the best pitcher out there. I'm not leveraging the fucking franchise for him. And what the fuck are you going to do with Joey Gallo? We already got two outfielders that get hurt all the time. Joey Gallo, yeah, who hit you 50 home runs, who missed 3 months, and you're going to have to pay him. So I don't see that happening either. Listen, we only have so many spots on the field. Not everybody can be a fucking all-star. Not everybody on the bench could be an all-star. So, you know, that's those trade rumors I hear are just kind of ridiculous. Like, where are you putting them? Where are you putting these guys? So we wait and see. I'm going to let Cashman deal with that, and then I'll report on it as it happens. Fair? Anything other than that is fucking just irresponsible and stupid on my part to speculate. It's just whatever. So let's get back on point. You fix the rotation, you're going to have to spend some money. But I think they can get Kluber on the cheap. And yeah, he's 35 years old, but he can still pitch. What's a 2-year deal? A 2-year deal, $20 million, give him $10 million a year. That ain't shit. That ain't nothing. For his stature, if he pitches the way he should pitch, great. And I hear like, oh, maybe Kevin Gausman. I don't. Does 1 year in San Diego make up for him being shit in Baltimore? And I know it's the Orioles, but I mean, I don't know. You know, and I'm going through the list here, and I went through the list last week, and you know, Morton maybe, but he's 37 years old. Now he has a $15 million club option with Tampa, but is Tampa going to pick that up? You know how cheap they are. They may end up having to, if they have any dreams of getting back there. I would take a flyer out on him, even for a year or two. Oh, maybe a year. This probably will be his last year. I can't see him pitching longer than 38. There's not a whole lot of people out there, really. I mean, Odorizzi, I kind of like. He's 31. We talked about this last week, too. But yeah, there's not a whole lot of people out there. Walker is 28. I think he's the youngest guy on this list. Tawan Walker. Yeah. Everybody else is mainly in their 30s. Rich Hill is 41. Jesus Christ. Lester is out there. They're going to have to buy him out for $10 million. Oof. $25 million mutual contract option. Wow, the Cubs are really fucked if they can't pick that up. I wouldn't pick that up. Mike Minor. Nova's out there again. Bring back Ivan Nova. Quintana. He's got a lot of mileage on that arm. He's only 32, too. It's weird. Tyson Ross has been rumored to this team for like 20 years now. Not a whole lot of options here. Bullpen. Let's see. There's Ken Giles, although he's had Tommy John, so he'll be out. Holland, maybe. Former closer. That could be somebody. Hey, Ian Mr. Kennedy is out there. Bring him back. I like him. Always liked him. Didn't want to see him go. He's a bullpen guy. 36 already. Fucking Christ. Where do years go? These kids came up, him and Hughes and Jabba. Now he's 36. I mean, I'm 39, but fuck. Who else? Darren O'Day. Hey, Robertson's out there. They're going to buy him out. No way the Phillies are keeping him. Rosenthal, get him. Blake Treinen, I don't know if, I think, what is it? He's going to cost money. Any lefties out there might want, hey, Oliver Perez at 39 years old. That guy's pitched forever. Bring him in. Get him for nothing. Brad Hand, hey, $10 million club option, $1 million buyout. Sean Doolittle, that's the lefties. It's not really a whole lot of options, but. Justin Wilson, bring him back. But yeah, we'll figure it out as we go. But it's just they gotta do something here. It's just crazy. There's I don't know. I mean, there's just I don't know what the alternatives are if they don't bring back LeMahieu. I feel like they have to, but like I said. 4-year deal, $80 million, 20 per, and I think that should be enough to lock him up. Anything more than that, you got to let him go. But then after that, who are our second basemen? So let's see, what do we got out there for second basemen? Because we need to prepare in case he is not coming back. So there is garbage. Garbage, garbage. Tommy La Stella is an interesting option. Same age. I'm sure you can get him a lot cheaper than LeMahieu. Probably not as good, but could be an interesting buy low type of player. D. Gordon. Neil Walker again. Jonathan Villar. Colton Wong, but there's a 12.5 club option. I think they'll pick that up. I wouldn't be surprised. Echevarria, get him back. Or we move Glaber back to second. And let's see who's out there for shortstop. There's Villar again. Semien. That would be interesting. Hell of a defensive shortstop. And of course, Didi's out there. But I think Didi took his 1 year deal with the Phillies. And if the Phillies don't look to re-sign him, he's certainly not going to take a 1 or 2 year deal from us. He's only 31. But let's not have any delusions of grandeur, because we want, would you rather have DJ back, or would you rather move Glaber to second and bring back Didi? So it's DJ or Didi. Take your pick. Can't have both without moving Glaber, and that's certainly not going to happen. So we'll keep an eye on that, but that's what I'm saying. 4 years, $80 million, 20 per. I think gets it done. Anything more than that, you got to say no. Sorry, because there's money to be spent elsewhere. And if they don't want to go too crazy, then you can only go so much crazy. Which makes no sense, but you know what I mean. So, got to fix the pen. You got to replace three starters. And they have to be capable starters. All right? We can't have any more fucking projects. Because, like I said, and just keep this in your head all year, the window is closing. All right? Forget about multiple championships. Let's just try to get one, and then we'll take it from there. Because then the money has to go up to some of these players, because now they got a ring. So now they got to get more money. And then you're going to have to make tough decisions. But right now, it's all in. All right? So we got to spend the money. Go get Trevor Bauer. Bring back LeMahieu. Extend Britton. That's your three. That's your offseason right there. Those three moves is your offseason. Bring in a Corey Kluber on the cheap. I think that's very possible. I wouldn't see. I mean, he's good. There'll be competition for him. But I wouldn't go higher than that. Not without him proving to me that he's healthy, but he could be. He could be more than serviceable. Or other options. Get some veterans. Try to move Ottavino. Make Gary compete for his starting job. He cannot go into camp thinking that the starting job is his. He has to earn it. So it's time for that. Okay? Do not trade Gio. See if you can get something for Andujar, because there's really nowhere to play him, and it's kind of unfair to keep this kid waiting around. He's major league ready. He can hit. We know he can hit. He can't field worth his shit, but there's some team out there that can always use a bat, and so that makes him valuable. Get whatever you can get for him, and it's just, sorry. Gio made him expendable. And you're paying Gio shit anyway. But he's going to end up getting a raise. Voit. I would not be opposed to moving him. Now, let me preface this by saying I do not want him to be moved. But if you're going to move him, now's the time to do it, because his value will never be higher than this. Unless he comes out next year, if there is a full season and he hits damn near 50 home runs or more, possibly wins an MVP. If he can basically repeat this year as a full season and double the stats, that's when his value will be the highest. But if you can trade him now and you can get a frontline starter or somebody lock down the pen, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Do I think it's going to happen? No, I don't think they're going to move him. I think Cashman's very proud of the diamond in the rough, as they say. Gio, they're not moving. Maybe they can move someone like Tyro. Doesn't really have much value, but it's like him or Wade. You know what I mean? Pick your poison. And I think they like Wade. They like his speed in this defense. And I just don't think they're ever going to move him. He's going to be a Yankee for life. And that's fine. But he has to contribute when he plays. So, I mean, is there really anything else? We're not going to talk about arbitration yet until I get a better look at the numbers and that. Which, you know, we're a month or so away. Hot Stove hasn't started yet. So as we get rumors and bullshit, things like that, and free agent rumors and more interviews from Cashman, and, you know, I'll listen to the K Show and he'll have his ear on everything, and I'll relay most of what I hear from him to you guys with my own takes, of course, because I'm not a fucking parrot. And we'll go from there. But there's really starting pitching, fix the bullpen, because there's too much dead weight in there. The circle should not consist of three guys. I'm sorry. When you're in a playoff series, you're going to need more arms than that. Develop Lasagna or move him, because you're wasting him. Bring back DJ. Get Trevor Bauer. Get Trevor Bauer. Get fucking Trevor Bauer. I'll keep fucking repeating it. I will shout it into the heavens. And fucking spend the money wisely. But you gotta spend money. This whole crying poverty thing and being cheap is not gonna cut it. You can't afford to go cheap when everybody else is gonna go cheap. That just means you can save a little bit more money, because there isn't gonna be a lot of teams out there looking to spend a whole lot of money. So maybe you can be thrifty, but you're still gonna have to spend money. Bauer's gonna get his money. I'd rather it come from us. DJ is going to get his money. I'd rather it come from us. Britton, if he hops out, if we don't extend him, or at least bring him back for this year, he's going to get closer money on some other fucking team and close. He'll get Chapman money. Easily. So $13 million is nothing. I would extend them and just bump it up to 14 per. 14 or 15. Fuck it. It's worth it. He's a good pitcher and he's back. And he helped us out. But yeah, I mean, there's moves to be made. But that's just basically the way I would like things to go this offseason. Now, whether it goes that way, we'll definitely find out. We'll definitely talk about it. So stick with me. Follow me on Twitter, Savage Empire Pod. There's going to be an announcement coming up next week. I'm not going to say what it is yet. I'm going to wait for them to talk about it. Partnership of sorts, where I'm going to be contributing to a website and some fellow Twitter friends. I won't say who yet until they announce it, and then we'll talk about it. What I'm going to be doing. I'm very excited about it. They reached out to me and asked me if I would join and basically save them. And I said, yes, I will save you. No, I'm just kidding. Didn't go anything like that. They asked me if I would like to contribute. And I've made a lot of friends on Twitter because of my show. and because of our love of the Yankees. And I've only been on there now for, well, I guess since March I joined, when I first decided I was going to do my show. And I decided I needed a Twitter account for the show. And I'm up to like over 600 friends. And I consider a lot of them, especially the people I talk to on a daily basis, or, you know, most of the time or once in a while, people I regularly communicate with, to be pretty good friends. And, you know, if they reach out and they want me to contribute to things that they're doing or other podcasts, I've done two interviews already, one with the Sports Dudes, and I did one with, what the hell was the other one? I can't believe I forgot it. I was just on it. Well, I'll remember it. Give me a second here. But, yeah, so I've done that, and things that I would not be able to do without having the show first and foremost, putting myself out there and talking and having fun with everybody. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. And I really hope that you guys are enjoying this and you're along for the ride, because like I keep saying this, and I've said this to everybody already, it's about you guys. It's not about me. Well, some of it's about me. I am the host after all. But it's you. This show is nothing without the fan participation. And I love it when my listeners and people on Twitter get engaged. And I will give you the shout outs. And then you can grow your friends and everything like that on Twitter. Or if you have your own project. I'm not afraid to give props to other shows. You know, I'm not trying to rule the universe, the Yankee universe, the podcast universe. There's plenty of room for all of us. And if we all have good shows, everybody will listen. I listen to like 5 shows. You think all of them talk about different shit? Maybe a little bit, but pretty much we all talk about the same shit. So it's just the way you talk about it. So I have no problem helping out other people. And I hope to interview a lot of people too. And that'll be great. But until then, you know, I'll just keep doing what I do. And hopefully you all keep listening to me. Here it is. I can't believe I forgot what the hell show I was on. That's embarrassing. These guys literally just had me on. Section 420 Talking Yankees. On YouTube, wherever podcasts there are, look them up. You'll see my episode they put out about a week and a half ago. It was a great interview. I had so much fun. And Sports Dudes, I did an interview with them like a month or so ago. Great time, great dudes, right? Those are two shows. Two other people's shows that a lot of other people on the podcast universe don't like to talk about. In terms of giving recognition to other shows, I have no problem doing that whatsoever. They were kind enough to bring me on. They had no reason to do it other than they thought I'd be a good interview. I don't blame. I think I am too. A little conceited, but fuck it. I don't care. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue to keep doing what I'm doing. Stick with me. We're going to build things better, bigger and better. The offseason is just going to be the same. We're going to keep talking Yankees. And we're going to keep doing what we do. We don't stop. If the Yankees don't stop, we don't stop. And if we stop, then they stop, because we're not pushing them. And that's what we need to continue to do. Don't kid yourself. They listen to what we say. They hear us. They have people that listen to us. They know what the hell we're doing. They may not follow what we say, because ultimately it doesn't matter in terms of we're not spending their money. They have plans, but they hear us. They know what we want, and they know we want to win. So the offseason starts now, and it continues all the way to spring training when we have a complete team. Now what we do between here and then, well, it's going to be interesting. And like all things, like every other offseason, it'll have its share of drama. There'll be something. There always is. So stay tuned. Stick with me. Follow me on all your fucking channels, wherever the hell you get your shows at. I'll be there. Converse with me on Twitter. Shoot me a request. Or not a request. Just follow me. If I like you, I'll follow you back. We'll talk. I'm always engaging. And until then, go Yankees.